Hey, it's Zach here, and super quick before we dive into the show. If you haven't already, I want to make sure that you have subscribed to my free weekly Case of the Mondays newsletter, because it is where I share my best advice, strategies, and mindsets to help you design a creative career that you absolutely love showing up for every Monday morning. When you sign up, I'll even send you a bonus 5-day email course to help you clarify and prioritize the next small steps in your unique path to success. To sign up, just visit optimizeyourself.me/newsletter. All right, on to today's episode. My name is Zach Arnold, and I'm a former Hollywood film and television editor turned career strategist and the creator of Optimize Yourself, where I help artists, creatives, and storytellers just like you design the more balanced, more sustainable, and more fulfilling creative career that you deserve. In a nutshell, I'm Tim Ferriss meets Ted Lasso, minus the mustache, because I am obsessed with both learning everything I can about optimizing human potential while also inspiring you to realize yours. If you are ready to step outside your comfort zone, let's dive right in and unlock the optimized version of you. Hello, and welcome to the Optimize Yourself podcast, where I share honest and candid conversations with best-selling authors, world-class athletes, Hollywood legends, elite experts in a variety of fields, as well as everyday people that are achieving extraordinary things. It means the world to me that with all the podcast choices out there, you have chosen to invest your valuable time, energy, and attention with me. Now, before we get started, don't forget to visit optimizeyourself.me/podcast so you can subscribe, leave a review, and so you can also download your unique customized podcast playlist, where I'm going to send you the 5 best expert interviews from our archives to help you achieve your specific goals. So on that note, without further ado, let's get right to today's guest. Hello, and welcome to Hot Seat Friday, where I give you an inside glimpse into the world of the Optimizer community. Every Tuesday and Thursday morning, I host office hours live via Zoom, where I conduct a series of one-on-one coaching sessions and I help a student workshop whatever challenge they're facing next. We cover topics such as networking and outreach, workshopping resumes and websites, preparing for job interviews, designing career paths, and a multitude of challenges beyond just career growth, including time management and productivity, building and optimizing creative workflows, mindset, burnout, and so much more. These bite-sized 25-minute sessions are jam-packed with practical and actionable strategies that you too can use right away to design the more rewarding, the more fulfilling, and the more sustainable creative career that you deserve. If after listening, you're interested in joining the Optimizer community and having the opportunity to sit on the hot seat yourself, and I promise it's not as scary as it sounds, visit optimizeyourself.me/optimizer to learn more. Again, that's optimizeyourself.me/optimizer. Kalika, I appreciate you being very patient, because I know that if you time blocked the session, we are also supposed to be done. So are you clear on your next action steps now that we have concluded your session for today?
No, not at all.
Oh, I am a total complete failure as a coach. So we should probably start over.
So, yeah, or just start.
So what is your hot seat topic for today?
Okay. So my hot seat topic is basically trying to identify my one thing work-wise. I have my one thing for my personal goals, which is the battle for early dinner time. And we are in the trenches. It's a battle, but we're in the trenches. We're working on it. Grandma's on board. I'm almost totally on board. We're good there. But work-wise, there's so many things going on. And I teach undergraduates. For those of you who don't know me, I'm an animator and motion designer, primarily 2D. I do title sequences. I do web videos. I've worked for Nickelodeon and Sesame Street and a bunch of TV stuff too. But I teach undergraduates just for the health insurance, but also I can't just phone it in because they're paying lots of money for my class. And I run a community that I just was gifted basically from someone. He's like, I no longer want to run this motion graphics community here. And I was like, I love this community. Glad to run it for you. Crap. Now what do I do? And so I got that. I have this massive project with a global hotel chain, which is my biggest contract ever. And then I'm also I have various other smaller freelance projects. And then I have a production assistant who I'm supposed to keep employed. Yeah. So it's just a lot of juggling. And then I have a personal project that I want to work on. And then I have a YouTube channel that hasn't been worked on in a while. I definitely want to think about the long game because my kids are 10 and a half right now. They're in fifth grade. They're going to be in college in like 7-8 years, right? And by that point, I need to have something set up. Like, I don't want to just still be doing this, but I recognize I'm going to need an audience for that. Right now, it's all about like, how can I make the money, but also have the time for them? But soon enough, they're not going to want my time as much, but I still want that flexibility. So yeah. And there are those projects that have come my way where I literally dropped everything for them. And I was so glad that I did because it really elevated my possibilities for future projects. But now I'm at a point where it's just like all these things are actually happening and they're actually making money. And I'm not really sure how to focus, where to focus on the next thing, because this hotel job is going to be over in 2023 at some point. And I want to be ready.
And scene. All right. Lots of stuff to download there.
Yeah.
There's one thing that you have not mentioned, however. You told me, first of all, personally, you know, we've worked through the what's the personal goal, and you've identified the one thing right now is whatever this pre-dinner ritual thing is that you're trying to set up, right? So that you've kind of got a clear sense of what that looks like. Then what you did was you told me, here are all the various things that I'm trying to juggle right now or in the near term or in the near future. What you have not shared with me yet is, what is your professional goal?
I don't know.
I can't tell you what your one thing is if I don't know what your destination is. How can I tell you to take a left turn or a right turn or go straight if I don't know where you're driving to?
So I have this colleague and he is living the life. He's at a certain point in his career as a title designer where work just comes to him. So people call him and they're like, hey, we have this massive project. Here you go. And then he figures out how to delegate it to various other artists, what he can do. And then he sets it up and then he jet sets somewhere cool to do some sort of fun thing with his wife. That's the life I eventually want. I think that would be great. I'm very good at telling other people what to do. I'm very good at creative directing. I have amazing collaborators, but that would be like my end goal, is to be 70 years old, super fit, super like excited about doing all the things, and have the like client backing and the financial backing to be able to do that.
All right. So what you've laid out is a vision. I have a vision for where I would like my life to be someday.
Right?
That's a great
preferably,
place.
Preferably before I'm 70.
I don't want to set a goal for when you're 70. I want to get a lot nearer term, but we're going to start with your broad strokes.
Yeah.
So the vision is that I'm in a position where work just comes to me when I want it. I say yes to the things that are interesting and engaging and fulfilling. I say no to all the rest of it because I don't even care about the money anymore. I just enjoy the work because financially I'm so set. I can say yes to fun jobs, say no to the ones I don't want to do, and I can just fly wherever I want in the world and I can travel, whether it's with my husband, whether it's with my kids now that they're out of college, whatever it might be. That's kind of your vision of, as Ramit would say, this is the vision of your rich life.
Yeah.
Right?
That'd be cool. I'd like
that. So now let's create a very specific milestone that starts to make this more real. Where do you want to be when the nest is empty? How far along in this path is, and I use this term very, very carefully. I use the term realistic, meaning not impossible. Not realistic as in lower your expectations, but what's doable? I want it to be, remember the stupid framework. It has to be uncomfortable and it has to be inspiring, but it has to be doable. Where do you potentially see you could be on this path when your kids are off in college?
I want to be at a point where I have, like, aside from my retirement fund, I have a 12-month runway where I could take a whole year off and my husband and I could just celebrate the fact that our children have made it to college and are somewhat productive members of society so far. You know, I think that would be a good place to be.
So you're not totally financially independent. You're not flying to Rome and Italy and Shanghai and whenever you want for the rest of your life. But you're in a place where if you want to take an entire year off, mm-hmm. and you want to explore the world, you're in a position where you can do that.
Yeah. And right? I can pay for the trip. Sure.
And you, yeah, of course. And you can pay for it. Right. So that's a very logical answer. And it's a place to start. Now I want to make it more emotional. I want you to picture a moment, a very singular moment that defines that you have achieved this goal.
You mean just like a creative visualization of what that would look like?
Let me give you a couple of examples. I'll give you one example right now for I've had a moment in my mind for years when I was working on, and I know that most people have heard this story and I'll keep it very brief, but when I was working on Empire back in 2015, I realized this is not the life that I want anymore. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be working on these huge high profile shows and not watching my children grow up and trapped in my car for 3 hours a day. Mm-hmm. So there were a lot of goals that I'd set, whether it was monetary, this or that or otherwise. And if you had said, what is your goal? I would have said, logically, I'd like to be in a place where I can support myself without having to edit anymore. Doesn't mean that I don't ever want to edit. It just means that financially, I don't want to have to depend on my editing career to support me and my family. That's a very logical answer. Here's the moment that I pictured in my head every single day that defined that I was at that place. I am working from home on my own material. And when my kids come home from school, I can sit at the dining room table and I can help them with their math homework. That's a moment. I now live that moment almost every day. My daughter comes in like clockwork about 3 o'clock. Daddy, can you help me with this problem? And I become so blind to the fact that I worked so hard to create that moment that almost at some points I'm very human. I'm like, okay, fine. Let's do your math homework. And then I have to stop myself. I'm like, idiot, do you have any idea how hard you worked to create this moment? But that was the moment that drove me. It was that emotional connection to making that my reality, right? So now the next logical progression for me, and I've made this very clear, this is not something that I've, that's like any big secret, is that in building this community and building the Optimize Yourself business, I want it to work in such a way that I personally only have to work for 15 hours a week from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Monday through Friday, where I'm doing coaching calls, calls with my team, like actually working on the business, so that the rest of the day I can pursue any creative endeavor that I want. So I have the rest of the day to write a book. So I have the rest of the day to produce and direct a documentary series. So I have the, whatever it might be, travel around the country and be a speaker, could fill it with anything that I want, but I want that freedom so that Optimize Yourself just pays my bills so that I can create an example of a moment where I am on stage talking to a bunch of creative professionals about the book that I just finished, about the value of our time. And somebody walks up to me afterwards and says, you just helped me realize how valuable my time really is and how I need to change my priorities. That's a moment that I envision being in my future. So logically, I would love to have a year where I can jet set around the world and have the financial freedom to take time away from work. That's your logical answer. Emotionally, what's a moment that defines that you have succeeded?
I mean, the thing that comes to mind is that I give a talk at some big, like high profile conference, like Adobe Max or something like that, like, or a keynote address or a graduation speech, something like that. I don't know what it would be about, but
let's not worry what it's about yet.
Sure.
So the moment is I'm on stage in front of 1500 people and behind me is a banner that says Adobe Max on one side and on the other side, keynote speaker presentation.
Something like that, yeah.
You're at the podium. That's a moment that you've clearly defined that if you were to shut your eyes and take 3 minutes, you can feel that and you can visualize it, right?
Yeah.
You can make that a reality in your mind now. My question is, how does that demonstrate on an emotional and a visual level that you've achieved the goal of having 1 year of savings to travel?
Well, it shows that I have professional credibility, which can translate to making a lot of money. You know, if people know about me, then they'll hire me for things and I can share my gifts, as Stephen Nevius would put it.
All of that is great, but it's not aligned with the goal of I want to take a year off of work and travel. That's aligned with the goal of I want to be seen as a thought leader and an influencer in the, you know, the graphic design or creative space. And being a keynote speaker for Adobe Max clearly exemplifies that you've achieved that goal. I'm still not seeing how taking a year away from work, a moment that defines that, as being a keynote speaker for Adobe Max.
They're not linked. It's like I have it's like I have a personal goal, and then I have a, it's like I have a personal goal for my children. I have a personal goal for me. I have a professional goal for me. And then, you know, at some point I'll work on my health goals for me. But, you know, we've got all these different slices.
So this is an area where I think you want to dig in a little bit deeper. I'm going to add a little bit to the story that may or may not be relevant at all, but just to kind of get the juices flowing for you.
Sure.
So instead of the moment being that I'm on stage for Adobe Max being their keynote speaker, that's a moment connected. I'm not saying eliminate that moment. I'm saying that moment is connected to a different kind of goal. Specific to the goal of, by the time my kids are in college and I've got an empty nest and I want a year's worth of runway, the scenario is I've been off work for 4 months doing whatever it is that I wanted to do. And I just finished a keynote speaker speech for Adobe Max, all expenses paid, and they paid me good money. And I'm getting on a plane to fly to Paris for the next 2 weeks. And I'm sitting in first class reviewing all of the feedback from all the people that said, your speech just changed my life. That's a moment.
Okay.
See the difference?
Yeah.
So I want you to brainstorm, what are the moments that really define this goal that I'm working towards? It's very, very similar to the same exercise that we did with your personal and your health goals. It wasn't, I want to lose 10 pounds. It was, I want to be able to do this 30 for 30 or whatever the name of that program was, lying on the floor doing sit-ups with my kids. That was a moment that you want to be a part of your reality.
Right.
So you can't figure out what your one thing is if you don't know what your destination is. And it's one thing to have a general generic goal of, I want to have a year's worth of savings. We are emotional before we are logical. And I want to connect your goal with something very emotional that inspires you to work towards it.
Yeah. Okay. I can see that.
So that's what I would do as your next step. It's actually relatively similar to what I talked about with David. I would just sit down with a notebook and I would just start seeing what comes out of your brain.
Okay.
Because until you have more clarity about that, I don't know what your next thing is. I don't know what your one thing is supposed to be.
Yeah. And that's where I'm at. It's like, just because I don't have that clearly defined, I'm being the ultimate obliger and just doing what other people want me to do or other people like need me to do right now.
How's that worked out for you so far?
I'm exhausted.
I'm exhausted,
and confused. And yeah, it's like mentally really draining. And, you know, it's like that whole thing of like when you're on an airplane and you're about to crash, you're supposed to put your own oxygen mask on first. And I'm not.
Yeah. You're not only just putting the oxygen mask on your kids next to you, you're running up and down the aisles.
Oh, totally.
Here. Right. And then
I'm almost out of air.
Exactly.
That's where I'm at. Yep.
Yeah. So we have to start with the end destination. And I want you to define those inspiring moments. Then we reverse engineer and I can tell you what your one thing is, but I don't know what it is right now.
Me neither. We'll get there. Great. Thank you, Zach.
You are more than welcome. This is a fun one. You always bring very engaging and deep conversation. So this is a good one. Thank you so much for investing both your time and energy listening to today's show. If you were inspired by this conversation, don't forget to subscribe in your podcast app of choice. And most importantly, leave a review, because that helps move the show to the top of iTunes and get our message out there to those who need it the most. Simply visit optimizeyourself.me/subscribe to never miss another episode. Lastly, stay safe, healthy, sane, and most importantly, be well.